Tim, firstly, Aston Villa, we've watched them, ability unlimited, two goals away from home, but defensively conceding poor goals. What does that do to you when you've worked so hard during the week?
Well, the timing of the goals against Liverpool were very poor, you know, obviously, to concede after 1 minute. And then we looked like we were getting back in the game, and then they scored a third one very quickly. Good goals, but avoidable. And we have to make sure that that we stop leaking goals. We know we're always going to score goals. It's about stopping them going in the other end as well.
Is it not just about the defence, though? Is it about defending as a unit?
Absolutely. It's the whole team, but I think taking responsibility. It's not as if it's a lack of numbers. You know, the goals, certainly against Liverpool, we had enough behind the ball, but someone's got to take responsibility and snub out the threat as quickly as possible.
Since the defeat, what's your week about? Is it about lifting them, getting them in the right frame of mind?
It is, yeah. And we need to have a winning feeling. We haven't had it a lot, you know, and we need to get that into this team and squad of players. And it's just about me looking around the squad and seeing how I can tweak it. I'm trying all the time, racking my brains of where we might be better, and different formations, different players, and hopefully get the right one.
We watch you on the side and you're caught up in it, but there's very little effect you could have once they're over the white line. Who's your replacement on the pitch? Who's your leader? Who's the man that's going to grab it on the pitch for you?
Well, there's a few of them. We've got likes of Micah Richards, I think he's took on the mantle of being the captain. Jolyon comes with a wealth of experience as well. We want to make sure that we're all singing from the same sheet. You know, it's all right me talking to him in the dressing room. They've got to go and apply the plan on the pitch. And unfortunately, at the moment, the results are not going for us. But we're confident that it will turn around, and it's a matter of time before we start shooting up that league.
Forgive me if this sounds a stupid question, but you don't have to agree too easy. But on the pitch, sometimes when things you've planned all week, sometimes the opposition do something that changes it. Do players have enough about them to change rather than wait for you to take the lead, if you know what I mean? Are they quite capable of changing on the pitch to suit a situation?
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, that comes with a lot of experience, you know. We've got experience. We've also got a lot of young guys as well.
Yes.
So it's you know, if it's Jolyon and Mika or Kieran Clark, you have to get that message out to a lot of young boys, and a lot of them can't speak English, you know. So it makes it even harder. So now we're getting there. There's a lot of things against us, but a lot of things also going for us because we have got a talented young squad. And if you get a little bit of confidence and a couple of wins, then you know, we'll be bouncing with confidence into our remaining games, but there's still an awful long way to go. You know, we're very positive here. I don't like negative people around me, and we're always going to look forward and upwards.
Stoke, fourth bottom, you third bottom. It's a hell of a game, isn't it? I mean, going into an international break, a win's vital for you.
Yeah, it's vital that we win and we take a good performance into the international break. But I would take a bad performance and a win, you know, to be honest. It's a chance for us to go above them. You know, no one can take that away from us. We need to win the game.
It is important that. It's fine to hear you say, because stats, possession, means nothing really, only the score.
It's how clinical you are, how efficient you are in both boxes. You know, what happens in the rest of the pitch is immaterial, really. It's about, can you put the ball in the net and keep it out of yours? So that's what we'll be aiming to do.
Never been any different, has it, from day one?
It hasn't, no. You know, we can talk about it for hours. You know, we love talking about football, and people can complicate it. I just think it's pretty straightforward, and it's up to players to take responsibility on the pitch and make sure they're doing their jobs correctly.
Are they willing learners, Tim?
They are, yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got a young group who know they have to learn. I don't think the young players who come in think that they've cracked it. You know, they realise that it's a learning process, and they come here to develop. You know, it's a step up from the French league to come to the Premier League. It's the best league in the world, the most competitive league in the world.